You're listening to the Murray Claims Podcast from Grigger & Young Solicitors. We aim to help you better understand your rights and options if you need to make a personal injury compensation claim in Scotland. You're listening to the Murray Claims Podcast. I'm Peter Brash. In this edition, we're asking the question whether it's possible to get free of charge help with your personal injury claim from a solicitor, even if your claim succeeds. It's natural to be suspicious if someone seems to be offering you something valuable in return for nothing. We're all conditioned to think that if something sounds too good to be true, then it must in fact be too good to be true. There are times when we're vulnerable to letting our guard down, for example, if it's something we really want, and system tools have evolved to provide some protection for us. For example, many spam filters will catch emails with free in the subject line because use of that one word alone indicates dodgy intentions on the part of the sender. Or at least possibly dodgy intentions. Just because a service is offered as provided free of charge to you, it's not necessarily dodgy as long as the service provider is getting paid by some other method, such as happens with solicitors working for claimants with personal injury claims. We invite folk to ask questions via the Murray Claims website and the Grigger & Young website. A fair few of the questions that we receive show that there is still disbelief that we can offer a personal injury claim compensation service which A. costs you nothing if your claim fails, and B. costs you nothing if your claim succeeds. One particular question of this type that we've received via the Murray Claims website recently was as follows. If my legal expenses insurance does not cover me for personal injury in a non-fault accident, how can you help me make a claim without losing any compensation awarded if I win, or fees if I lose? We're going to break the answer down into three parts. Firstly, we'll explain the type of insurance the questioner had and why it probably did not cover them for legal advice for a personal injury compensation claim, even though the accident was not their fault. Secondly, we'll consider the possible options available to a solicitor taking the claim on, despite that insurance not being available. And thirdly and finally, we will consider how the solicitor can run the claim in such a way that means that you, as the injured person, have a deal which means it costs you nothing whether your claim fails or succeeds. So first of all, what type of insurance applied here? When the questioner mentioned legal expenses insurance that did not cover them in the circumstances, the type of legal expenses insurance they were talking about was what's known as before the event insurance. This is insurance that you might have had as an add-on to your motor insurance policy, if you've suffered a road traffic accident, or your house contents insurance policy, which may cover you for any type of personal injury claim. It's called before the event insurance because if you have it and it covers you in the circumstances, you took it out before the accident, in other words, the event in question. The reason this before the event legal expenses insurance did not cover the questioner for a personal injury claim will be because each legal expenses insurance policy is different. Some might only cover you for legal advice on matters concerning your house or regarding disputes with contractors or tradesmen. Even if the legal expenses insurance covers personal injury, it may not extend to injuries caused by medical negligence or injuries suffered out with the UK. All kinds of restrictions can apply, and you always really need to look at the policy in question. If you have an accident and you think you might have before the event legal expenses insurance which could cover the cost of legal advice about making a claim, all you can do is make an inquiry to these legal expenses insurers and see whether the policy does in fact provide cover. You may be able to work this out for yourself by reading your own policy terms and conditions, but it's best just to ask your insurers to confirm the position and explain why it does not cover you if that's what they say. You should note that you're not obliged to accept the solicitors that your before the event legal expenses insurers want to appoint. They'll often want you to choose their own panel firm of solicitors. Your local solicitor can still act for you, however, especially if they're accredited specialists in personal injury law. Solicitors appointed by your before the event legal expenses insurer are unlikely to be local to you or have the local knowledge that can be so important in making sure your personal injury claim succeeds. But just because your before the event legal expenses insurer does not cover you to make a personal injury claim, it does not mean you've hit a dead end with a possible claim. Let's go on and look at alternative claim funding methods. So this is us now moving on to the second part of the podcast. What alternatives do you have through a solicitor to pursue a personal injury claim if before the event insurance does not help you? We would see two other possible options for you. One of these is legal aid, which is still available for personal injury claims in Scotland. The other is what is known as after the event insurance. So looking at legal aid, if you qualify financially for legal aid, your claim has a better than 50-50 chance of success, and it is reasonable to make legal aid available. For example, your claim's not of very low value, say hundreds of pounds only, then legal aid is an alternative option to before the event legal expenses insurance. In fact, the Scottish Legal Aid Board will refuse legal aid to you if they believe that you have before the event insurance available to you. They ask that question of anybody applying for legal aid. The other second option as an alternative to before the event insurance is that your solicitor acts for you on a no win no fee basis. A no-win, no-fee requires another type of legal expenses insurance, which is known as after-the-event insurance. As the name implies, this is insurance that you did not have in place at the time of the event, in other words, the accident, but you take out afterwards, in other words, after the event. The after-the-event insurers are willing to provide cover because they are satisfied, on the basis of your solicitor's analysis of the claim's prospects, that there is a better than 50-50 chance that you will succeed with the claim. There's a premium to pay for that insurance, but for example, with the type of after the event insurance we use at Grigger & Young, if the case subsequently fails, the insurance premium is itself insured. In other words, the insurance premium is not payable by anyone if the claim fails. This is something that in some ways is quite hard to get your head around, but as I say, if the claim fails, the insurance premium is not payable by anyone. In the event that the claim succeeds, the insurance premium is payable to the insurer when the claim concludes. For a road traffic accident, the cost of the insurance is about £200. For any other type of accident, it's about £500. At this firm, we tend to be dealing with people who are local to Moray, and we agree that in the event that the claim is successful and the insurance premium is payable, we will absorb that cost, so the client does not have to pay it. In general, if your solicitor's acting for you no win, no fee, in the event that the claim is unsuccessful, you will not be charged anything for the work that has been done, which is as the term no win, no fee implies. That's something that seems to be pretty well understood. On the other hand, in the event that the claim is successful, the general understanding seems to be that the solicitor will take a percentage of your compensation, typically up to 25% of your compensation, to pay legal or other fees. So how can your solicitor work for nothing under legal aid or after the event insurance? Under legal aid, you're actually guaranteed to receive 100% of any compensation that's agreed to be paid to you or awarded by the court. This is because the legal aid regulations prevent your solicitor charging you anything beyond what they can recover as a fee from the insurers. Under after the event insurance, note that any success fee charged to you by the solicitor is effectively extra payment for the solicitor. In other words, and this may be the main point to take from this all, is if your solicitor does take an extra success fee in that way, they're getting that in addition to a fee that they will recover from the third party insurers, in other words, the insurers of the other party against whom you're claiming. The extra fee may be justified if your case is particularly complex or risky. Some types of personal injury claim are inherently more risky, and this makes a success fee more likely to be justifiable. It's certainly the case with medical negligence claims, for example. In the event that your claim concludes successfully before it goes to court, in Scotland, the solicitor is paid a scale fee, usually under what is known as the compulsory pre-action protocol, which is on a percentage basis. Accordingly, the more compensation you receive, the greater the fee that's payable to the solicitor by the third-party insurers. But that fee is not taken out of your compensation, it's paid separately and in addition to your compensation. In the event that your claim settles or is decided after court action is raised, legal expenses are claimable from the third party or their insurers on a different basis. It's not a percentage scale fee. In this situation, the expenses are calculated according to a scale set up by the court in question. These are known as judicial expenses, and the expenses are calculated and payable as additional to what is paid to you as compensation. So there is money available out of which your solicitor can be paid, rather than having to charge anything to you directly. Again, if your solicitor is charging you a success fee, percentage deducted from your compensation, that will be in addition to what they're able to recover by way of judicial expenses. So, moving to a summary of what we've discussed. We discussed that before the event, legal expenses insurance may or may not cover you for a personal injury compensation claim. You need to check any insurance policies you may have. If it doesn't cover you, then before the event, insurance is not the end of your options. In Scotland, you may be able to pursue a claim either with the benefit of civil legal aid or using another form of legal expenses insurance known as after the event insurance. Under these funding methods, it's not a foregone conclusion that you will lose some of your compensation to pay fees or similar if your claim succeeds. There are solicitors out there who will run your personal injury claim on the basis that not only will it cost you nothing if your claim fails, it will also cost you nothing if your claim succeeds. In other words, you will receive all of your compensation without any deductions. In some ways, an offer from a solicitor that you will not have to pay them anything for the work, whether your claim fails or whether it succeeds, sounds too good to be true. However, as we've discussed in this podcast, it is a perfectly logical, reasonable and possible scenario. Logistically, it works best where the solicitor you deal with is local and a specialist in personal injury work. At Gregor & Young and Murray Claims, the types of cases where that arrangement does not apply is either with medical negligence cases or with cases which have to be litigated in the highest civil court in Scotland, the Court of Session, rather than the local Sheriff Court. And having said that, many personal injury cases do not have to go anywhere near court at all. If you have any questions arising from this podcast, please get in touch with me. Remember that we aim to help people in Murray to claim fair and full compensation for personal injury in such a way that it costs you nothing, whether your claim succeeds or not. We are specialist accredited solicitors at Gregor & Young LLP in Elgin. You can call us on 01343 544 077 or you can send us a free online inquiry via either the Murray Claims website or the Gregor & Young website. Bye for now.